Op twee tegelbreedtes van 50 centimeters op een meter slaap je met...
You have a surface, two tiles wide, 50 square centimeters each for three people to sleep on. With so many people, it's hard to find space to be alone.
Maar met zoveel mensen, je kunt geen enkel plekje vinden waar je alleen bent.
I'm getting an exclusive look into the living conditions of Cambodia's prisons, which are some of the most crowded in the world. In Ratnakiri, the day starts at 8 o'clock in the morning with military-like discipline. A little further away, men are bathing around a shared basin of water, visible for everyone to see. The prisoners gaze at me through the holes of the fence that separates us. More than 50% of Cambodia's 30,000 inmates are estimated to be in prison due to drug charges. The government has taken this harsh stance to deter others from committing similar crimes.
You have a lot of young people here because this is the drug section. Everyone here has been convicted for drug-related crimes.
The prisoners are only allowed to leave their cells to do these daily exercises or to follow a professional training. In these courses, organized by the Belgian Department of Caritas International, they learn a trade. For example, how to become an electrician. The head of the team is the 70-year-old Bernadette Glisse. Glisse has been doing social work in Cambodia for many years. She's interested in the personal well-being of each prisoner. Drug charges landed these two boys in prison. They're serving a year and a half sentence, even though they're only 16 and 17 years old. They say they were only using, not selling, and simply did what their friends were doing. It's a similar story in the sewing workshop in Stung Treng. According to rights activists, the court's decisions are often only based on bare facts. A person's background story is not taken into account.
I was dealing drugs. My family needed the money and my brother was sick. My wife abandoned me when I went to jail. She ran away with our two children.
Poor education is one of the main causes why Cambodians get involved in illegal activities. This is why Caritas provides elementary reading and math classes.
Most of them say we never had chance to learn anything. We have no literacy skill, we don't know how to write, read, count, we don't know what to do. They will get a certificate. And some say, I never got a certificate in my life. So when they got the certificate, they iron it and they keep very preciously in their plastic bag.
The women here are taught how to start a beauty salon. Bernadette Glisse encourages them to seize this given opportunity to learn useful skills.
This is very good for business because the women, when they're out, it's easy to find a job in Cambodia. Making the nails, some hankas, all through. They're all beautiful.
Despite these efforts to give prisoners this promise of a brighter future, lots of them still suffer from depression. Aid workers are trying to take care of this problem too, with physical training and in a discussion group about dealing with negative emotions.
I've been trying to kill myself by banging my head against the wall of the cell. I'm a journalist serving 3 years for criticizing the government.
This example is not unusual. Many prisoners are said to have landed in jail without clear evidence of their crime. According to recent figures coming from the General Prison Department, one-third of the system's inmates are locked up in pre-trial detention. This Dutchman, imprisoned in Siem Reap, has a similar story.
Mentaal gaat het niet zo goed met me, omdat ik, geloof het of niet, maar ik zit hier onschuldig.
Mentally, I'm not very well because, believe it or not, I'm innocent. My conviction is odd. I've done 3 of my 5 years and I'm still fighting for justice, but that's very hard to do in Cambodia.
Ik kan het erg goed vinden met de dokter hier. Die heeft af en toe eens nog een kwartiertje tijd waar ik even met hem kan praten.
Once in a while, the doctor can take 15 minutes to talk to me. I can also talk to the people with Caritas. They gave me antidepressants. I wouldn't know how to survive without them.
Ik zou niet weten hoe ik de dagen door moest komen zonder die medicatie.
Prisoners can only get medicine from family members or from outsiders. But here in Siem Reap, the aid workers have set up a medical post.
Women with HIV, for example, can get their meds here.
They give medicine every day because they're afraid they would take all and then try to kill themselves, suicide, if they take the big bag of medicine.
How many pregnant women are in this section?
13 women are here with their children and 4 others are pregnant.
Officials say there's a total number of 3,000 women in Cambodian prisons. Social organizations want to introduce non-detention punishments in Cambodia, not only to reduce the number of inmates, but also to make sure women can take care of their children outside the prison. Otherwise, they would have to stay with family members, or worse, stay in prison with their mothers. One of the pregnant ladies tells me she misses her other child.
My girl is 6 months old. I can only see her once a month because my family lives far away.
The visiting procedure is very strict. A man calls the names of the prisoners who are allowed to see their family members. Jailers are present the entire time.
I can see my wife once a month, who is also locked up here. But there's no privacy.
This is the sign for the prisoners to return to the cell.
Foreigners have their own wing where we can cook, because we're used to different kind of food. But I prefer to be locked up with 25 Cambodians on such a small surface than with 25 foreigners. No one is trying to exert power over you. It's more congenial than I expected.
I am allowed to see the cells, a room of about 20 square meters where 40-something people are sitting on the floor in the typical squat position. But I cannot take pictures. The overpopulation is one of many things Bernadette Glies would like to change.
This infrastructure, we don't have the mandate to build, so we just only can advocate. And after that, should have a system that follow them up after release, because sometimes they are hiding, they are afraid, they don't go back to their hometown because they don't want, they feel ashamed. So there is still a lot to do with the reintegration and follow-up. I think it will never done, so that I want to continue as much as I can.
For DW, I am Chris Janssens.